Daily Devotion with Pastor Bala for March 13th, 2024, from 1 John chapter 5. Baptismal insights, understanding Jesus' presence through water and blood. Previously, we heard John addressing the ongoing struggle between the human sinful nature and the Holy Spirit of God within us. And that struggle extends even to worldly desires. Christians can find solace and assurance that only Jesus truly overcomes the world. Despite our continual struggles with our sinful natures, believers are draw strength from Christ's victory, understanding that complete freedom from sin is not attainable in this physical life, but in the next life yet to come. But through faith, particularly through holy baptism, Christians receive Christ's victory, emphasizing the importance of remembering one's baptism and keeping our focus on Christ the crucified for ultimate triumph. So let's continue with John from 1 John chapter 5, verse 6. This is he who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ, not by the water only, but by the water and the blood. And the Spirit is the one who testifies, because the Spirit is the truth. Now, previously we talked about how John knows that through holy baptism we receive the victory. John now also teaches a little bit more about holy baptism. So John refers to Jesus, the one who comes by water and blood. By water, well, that's a beautiful reference again to holy baptism. Remember, holy baptism is the washing and renewal of the Holy Spirit within us, as Paul wrote to Titus chapter 3. So baptism is extremely important. It is a means by which we receive God's grace and are brought into the body of Christ, adopted as God's children. All because of the next key word. That's where we come. Jesus comes to us by water and blood. Now we need to remember the crucifixion. When the Roman centurion stuck a sword in the side of Jesus and outpoured water and blood. Again, what a beautiful teaching point. The blood had separated and now had come out looking as water and blood. The water, of course, that beautiful reminder of our baptism. The blood, of course, Jesus sheds his blood with the crucifixion for the sins of the world. But now comes the question. How do we receive this beautiful blood of Jesus from the crucifixion? The answer? The Roman centurion gave it to us as he stabbed the side of Jesus by water and blood. Holy baptism. Holy baptism is a means by which we receive this grace. So yes, at the cross of Jesus, Jesus sheds his blood for the forgiveness of sins. And so John is trying to refocus our attention back to this crucifixion event. John also knows that as we are baptized with water, we also receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Keep this in mind as John is now going to put all of this together a little bit more for tomorrow. So join me again tomorrow. God's peace and many blessings be with you, and thank you for listening. And please take an opportunity to share this message with others. If you have enjoyed these daily devotions, please consider making a donation to Peace Lutheran Church, 24024 West Main Street, Plainfield, Illinois, 60544. Thank you again for listening.